Welcome to Follow the Sound. I am your host, Brian Kroc. Each week, we explore a different aspect of music, including concerts, albums, and even just the artists themselves. This week, we're going a bit into indie pop, which is really a classification that doesn't mean much anymore. Indie pop was generally people who were playing pop music, but weren't actually popular for the most part. They were independent artists who were writing in similar styles of pop music. But pop has sort of become its own thing, even though popular music doesn't sound like pop music. I know, it's very weird, but these are the way music genres work. Either way, it's safe to say that my favorite kind of music that I love to listen to is generally power pop or indie pop. I can't explain it. It's just the kind of music that makes me feel happy most of the time. And later on, we will be getting into some of my all-time favorites, the people who inspired me as a musician and the people who inspired me in the way that I listen to music. But for now, we're going to get into something that came out in 2013. Echo Smith is a band that is all siblings. Jamie, Noah, Sydney, and Graham. Sydney is the one girl in the group, a sister with her three brothers. And they come from a musical family, and they live in California. Their father is known in some music circles, and he has worked as a producer and musician. He's always had instruments lying around the house, and just naturally because of that, the kids ended up picking up those instruments. So Jamie plays lead guitar and he does backing vocals. Noah plays bass. Sydney is the singer and front woman. And Graham, the youngest, plays drums. So when their father realized that they actually were doing quite well in playing together, and I believe they first played together as a band at a church function, they decided that they wanted to be a band. And so they started doing stuff, playing places, doing some covers and stuff, and writing their own music. And eventually, after a while, they produced an album. And so far, they've only produced one album, and it's a pretty good one, especially for a debut album. It's a pretty solid album. Now I've got my criticisms of it, but my criticisms aren't necessarily a detraction of how much I actually like the group. I've seen them perform twice now in real life, and I always believe that if you're going to truly judge a band, you need to listen to the album and see them in person. Like, these are the two things that you must do, because I can't tell you how many times I have heard a band on an album and then went and saw them live and they were absolutely horrible, or seen a band live, thought they were great, listened to their album, and it was horrible. So for me, in my opinion, I need to experience both of them to truly judge a band. And mind you, I don't necessarily need to actually see them live. I just need to see them perform live. Like Fall Out Boy, for instance. I remember when Fall Out Boy came out with From Under the Cork Tree, which has some really great songs on it. But this was the album that actually made them pretty famous. And I ended up seeing them on TV, and I thought they were really bad, actually. Loved the album, but on TV, it just wasn't good. And I've seen them live and in concert before, and they definitely put on a good show. But to me, their albums are better than the stuff that they do live. I can't explain it. It's just the way that it is. But for me, it just takes a couple points away from the coolness factor of the band. So back to Echo Smith. Echo Smith released Talking Dreams, as I stated, in 2013, and they had one single at the time called Cool Kids. I don't remember exactly how I came across the song. I believe I was watching some TV channel that was playing music videos at the time. It was not MTV, being as MTV does not play music videos. I believe it was Palladia, actually. And if you haven't checked out Palladia, it is actually a really great channel on cable. So I saw this video pop up for Cool Kids, and I remember watching it thinking, this is actually really clever and really well done. It wasn't a traditional pop style where it was just all happy and go lucky and, you know, just teeny bop kind of lyrics. There was a lot more to it than just that. So I decided to go and check out more songs from the group. I found a couple more videos on YouTube, including a previous video of Cool Kids, which I thought was interesting. But after looking into them some more, I decided to finally get the album, and I did. So I listened to it front to back, and I actually really liked certain parts of it, and I didn't like other parts of it, but I think the good outweighs the bad, and I think that these kids definitely have the ability and the talent to make something that is truly impressive in their next endeavor. So without wasting any more time, let's get to Echo Smith, Talking Dreams. The first song on the album is Come Together. It's not exactly a fast song, but it's fast enough for you to be able to dance to it. But the thing I like the most actually about this song is the bass line that's underneath. And actually, whenever you see the band live and you watch Noah play, the kid dances around like just a madman, and he is so good to watch because he's actually really, really focused on his instrument and just playing and having a blast up there, and it's very evident. He, in my opinion, he's the most entertaining person to watch on the stage. Next up on the album is Let's Love. You listen in the background there, you can hear the guitar as it's really wailing away. That kind of sound in the background, they really kind of borrowed from U2. The Edge really loves to have that kind of sound. You'll notice here, Noah actually has some pretty solid background vocals as well, doing a good harmony. I kind of wish he'd sing more. That's not to say that Sydney is a bad singer. I think she's a fine singer. I just like his voice too. Now for the number one song on their album, Cool Kids. The intro of this song really reminds me of something that Fleetwood Mac would do. I don't know, it's the chord progression that they use. And there's a little bit of Joy Division thrown in there too. So there, yeah, it's kind of a weird mix of Joy Division and Fleetwood Mac. They all got the same heartbeat. Hers is
falling behind. Nothing in this world could ever bring them down. Yeah, they're invincible, and she's just in the background. And she says, I wish that I could be like the cool kids.
At its core, this is actually a sad song. And maybe it just clicks with me because I wasn't a cool kid in high school.
He says I'm talking with a big smile, but they haven't got a clue. Yeah, they're living the good life, can't see what he is going through.
So I quite like this next one. It's called March Into the Sun. In the chorus there, you could hear very clearly that guitar in the background again, doing that melody very clearly. But to me, that's one of those things that also becomes the downfall of the album, is that it's so prevalent in nearly every song they do. I just wish for a little bit of difference in the sound that they make. Next song on the album is called Come With Me. The drum part in this song that Graham plays is really good. Considering how young he actually was when this album was recorded, he's very talented. Rhythmically speaking, this is a very good song, just in the drum part and the bass part underneath it, and the vocals complement that very nicely. Next up on the album is Bright. one of their other very popular songs that I'm still hearing on the radio today.
I think the universe is on my side.
It's a very simplistic song. It's basically some guitar and a little bit of drums and a lot of vocals. And it's mainly about the lyrics of the song.
And that's the way it should be.
The problem is, I don't actually like the song all that much. Now, that's not to detract away from their talent. As I've said before, my criticisms of them aren't criticisms of their talent or criticisms of them as musicians. It's just how I feel about a particular thing. Next song up is Talking Dreams. On this one, you can really hear the influences of U2 and Joy Division. It's very simple chord progression, just going back and forth on that note. But the drums in the background really hammering on the floor tom and the snare, and the bass just mirroring that beat. Just, it really works, actually. Is another great example too of Jamie and Sydney's vocals together. They're really connected, and it could just be that they're siblings, and so they automatically sound like each other. I sound like my brother, at least I think I do, and I know we have certain mannerisms and affectations that we both do, but their vocals on this song really mesh well. Next up is Tell Her You Love Her. I don't have a lot to say about this one, actually. It's at least nothing that I haven't said before on other songs. Let's get to the next one. Run Off in the Night. I really love this song, actually. Certain parts of this remind me of U2, but certain parts of it also remind me of something that Kings of Leon would do, musically speaking. You can listen on that chorus, the drums. Graham's doing 16ths on the hi-hat, but he's still doing cut time as far as the beat's concerned. And that guitar really hammer in as well on 16th notes underneath it. It just works. It's very interesting and extremely catchy, and it layers the song very well. Up next is a fun little one called Nothing's Wrong.
We walk like there's nothing wrong.
You can hear in the vocals here that they've just doubled the vocals. It's just a fun little song, and I got really nothing else to say about it. It's the type of song that you put on while you're walking around, you know, on a nice sunny day. Second to last on the album is Safest Place. I honestly think this song just needs a little bit more power behind it, but I don't know really what that would mean. Distortion or something, but...
You're not drowning.
It almost seems like they were trying to do sort of a dancey type song, but didn't quite get there.
You're not star-crossed. Keep you far from what I know. You'll be fine, just don't look closely now. We'll run straight through the valley and end up where you want it to be. Swim past the shadows in the words that echo off the streets. If you're looking for truth,
last song on the album is called Surround You. It kind of has some typical lyrics, but it's presented very nicely. Just give it a listen.
I search valleys and mountaintops, rolling hills and ticking clocks were all I heard. Never thought love could be found.
Creatively, I actually think this is one of the best songs on the album. The drums are not what you expect them to be. The chords, while simple, really mix with the lyrics.
By every sign,
I love the use of the vocals in the background and their use of dynamics. We'd be laughing side by side. I wish this was one of their more popular songs, but obviously this isn't the kind of song that they play on pop radio. But it's probably my favorite song on the album. So that was Talking Dreams by Echo Smith, an album that's come and placed into a genre of indie pop, despite the fact that it fully doesn't belong there, and it doesn't belong in power pop, and it doesn't belong in rock, and it doesn't belong in standard top 40 pop music. Where it does belong, though, is in your album collection. Because despite my criticisms of this album, I truly do like it. Obviously, it's not my favorite album, but I've listened to it several times since getting it, and each time I listen to it, I hear something a little bit different. I hear an extra part in there that I didn't notice before. There's a lot of layers to it. And yeah, the lyrics for some of the songs can be a little repetitive or can be kind of typical. They're young. Sydney was, what, like 17 or something at the time when she wrote some of these songs? Like, they got nothing but a bright future ahead of them. They've got nowhere else to go but up, in my opinion. They've got room to grow. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with their next album, because I believe that their next album could really be something grand. Or at least that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that they're recording it right now. I know that they've been out on tour for the last couple of years now. They were opening for 21 Pilots on their last tour. Which is one of the places where I saw them. But Jamie wasn't with them at the time. Jamie actually, I believe, his wife had had a child, and so they had a touring musician with them. And it didn't sound the same. He didn't sing the same way as Jamie, and it didn't work as well. But when I saw them in Vegas at the Life is Beautiful festival, they really put on a great show. I mean, and maybe there was a few hundred people there, maybe close to 1,000 or so people that were watching them on a smaller stage. But it was, I swear, it was like the best time for them to play. The sun was pretty much set and the lighting system was really good. And I don't know, it was kind of just a magical night. There was a breeze in the air. It was great. And it affected me as far as my love of the band. And I'm hoping that this family stays together for many years to come and produces some really great music. And if you hear that music, follow the sound. If you enjoyed Follow the Sound, be sure to check out some of the other great programming on lineupmedia.fm. Shows like The Girls Girls Show. Nikki and Jen are two fantastic ladies who get together and talk about things that are going on in the world today, in the world of fashion, and other issues that involve women. They keep the topics fresh and interesting, and frankly, I think that they do a fantastic job hosting the Girls Girls Show. So if you get a chance, check them out at thegirlsgirlsshow.com. You can find them on Facebook and on Twitter, and give them a listen. It's not music, but you can still follow their sound.